Welcome to a special edition of the Issue Is podcast from the southern border. The interesting, crazy, weird, challenging, hard part of covering President Trump and covering politics in this era is sometimes when you start the week, you never really know how the week's going to end. We had a whole show planned for this week. Then President Trump announces that he's coming to California, coming to the border. And then we find out from the White House that we were invited to be the pool reporter for part of the trip. And so we sort of had to throw everything out the window and start driving down south 5 hours and, experience this trip. So we were in the room, got a chance to talk to the president, and here's our report.
President Trump thanks law enforcement during his tour of the border wall in Calexico.
Central casting. You can't cast it. What do you have? You don't have anybody in Hollywood that looks like these guys.
For much of the week, the president threatened to shut down the border with Mexico if they didn't crack down on enforcement. The White House now easing off that threat.
Well, we're going to shut it down if we have to, but Mexico can do it very easily. And they've been, as you know, Jenny, they've been doing a very good job over the last 4 days.
Earlier, the president holding a roundtable with local officials, expressing his frustration with some asylum seekers.
It's a scam, okay? It's a scam. It's a hoax. I know about hoaxes. I just went through a hoax.
Right now, it is legal for migrants to approach a U.S. point of entry and ask for asylum in America, claiming a hardship in their country.
System's full. Can't take any more. Sorry, folks. Can't take any more. Asylum. You know, I look at some of these asylum people. They're gang members. They're not afraid of anything. They have lawyers greeting them.
Mr. President, how do you fix the asylum system? You said you want to see asylum reform. What do you specifically want to do about it? Governor Newsom today saying that some of your ideas regarding asylum show a disregard for the Constitution.
Governor Newsom, honestly, is living in a different world, and that's a very dangerous world he's living in. And if he keeps living there, lots of problems for the people of California.
The Border Patrol presenting the president with a piece of the recently built wall.
The border wall works for us. For Border Patrol agents, a border wall system is what works.
The congressional delegation from California is here, as is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez from Lake Elsinore.
Democrats are saying they want to take our border and change it from a border into a crosswalk. And we cannot have that.
Supporters of the president line the streets.
We wanted to show that there are supporters in California for the president.
He's keeping the promises that he made, and he's definitely making America great again and putting us first.
It's time to stop the infliction of people and drugs.
Opponents put up an inflatable baby Trump, protesting his immigration views.
I think that he needs to get educated. And I think that that's what we've been trying to do is show him, look, if you want to learn, you can learn from us. We've done nothing wrong.
They're just trying to get a better life. They're nothing bad, trust me. They're not. They're good people.
The president says the whole immigration system is broken.
Which is the dumbest? Is it chain migration or is it visa lottery? Pick them out of that.
Another look at that plaque. The president said upon leaving here that he would be back here. We will be back right after this with California Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez. You just heard from her. She spoke with the president today. How is it governing as a Republican in California? We'll ask her when we come back.
From Southern California to the Bay Area, you're watching The Issue Is.
And welcome back to a very special edition of The Issue Is. We are broadcasting from the border. We are at the Calexico Border Patrol Station. And joining us now is Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez. She represents areas including Lake Elsinore, Murrieta, Menifee, and she was a part of the roundtable with the president today. Welcome to The Issue Is.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
So first off, what's it like talking to the president of the United States?
It's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's pretty cool to talk to any president, right? But I've met the president before, and he's very down to earth. What you see is what you get, whether the cameras are on or the cameras are off.
So talk to us. This issue is so polarizing, and people see it in such extremes. How do you see this issue of the border?
Well, so you're right. I mean, Republicans and Democrats argue a lot about this issue. But I think we agree, all of us, that this is the greatest country on earth and that we understand why people want to come here and we want them to come here. We just want them to come legally and safely.
But there's a lot you disagree with. One of the things that the president talked about today is this concept of
asylum, saying that our country is full, basically
right.
saying asylum seekers don't come here, we're out of room. What do you make of that?
Well, I think what he's talking about is the groups of people who are seeking or saying they're seeking asylum when reality is they're not. And we have seen that. If you talk to the Border Patrol agents, they will tell you about the number of people who claim that they need asylum when the reality is they have no intention of seeking asylum. It's a way to get into the country.
But what about people that genuinely are seeking asylum
and
from around the world?
And those are the people who are getting their hearings, who are being put through the process as is necessitated by law. We want that to happen. We don't want anyone to be turned away who is truly fleeing from some sort of violence or some sort of threat. We don't want, that's not the type of country that we are. But we also know that not everyone who's coming is seeking asylum. And that's where we need to have some decision about how we're gonna deal with this.
But then why do you think the president's saying the country's full? What message does that send to those asylum seekers?
Well, I mean, I think to a broader point, what he's saying is, look, we can't continue to take everybody in who wants to come in, and we have to have the rules in place enforced. I think that's really what the point is that he was trying to make.
Let's talk for a moment about the sort of challenge for you as a Republican lawmaker mm-hmm. in California, a state that has Democratic supermajorities in both houses, a Democratic governor.
Thank you for reminding me, Alex.
Yeah. How do you navigate those waters?
Well, you know, what you have to remember is that it's not, what is the saying, hate the sin, not the sinner, right? you can disagree on the policies and that's fine, but you should never dislike the person because of it. I mean, my mother was a Democrat, my father was a Republican. They certainly didn't agree on everything, but they loved each other. Mm-hmm. So it's that balance of don't take it personally.
But in terms of actually legislating, mm-hmm. how do you go about that?
Well, believe it or not, there are things that Republicans and Democrats agree on. Not every issue is, you know, one where everyone's head is on fire, as some people think. There are plenty of bills that we pass that it's, not a party line vote. There are a lot of issues, you know, whether it comes to water issues or environmental issues. You'd be surprised at the number of things we agree on.
Where do you think the state party should go from here to be more successful in terms of elections going forward?
Well, I think the Republicans certainly have to branch out more. I think, go into communities that perhaps they haven't gone into before. I know I do a town hall every month, and that helps me connect with the people in my district who maybe I've never spoken with before. I think if Republicans did more of that, so you really do hear what is going on in the minds of the people you represent. You don't always have to agree, but you have to hear them.
Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Great to see you. Up next, a very different view from Democratic activist Tom Steyer. Back with more of The Issue Is right after this. Welcome back to a special edition of The Issue Is from the U.S.-Mexican border. We've heard from the president, we've heard from his allies, now a very different view from a Democratic activist with a whole lot of money, Tom Steyer. And our guest is Tom Steyer, one of the most influential activists in Democratic Party politics in California. Tom recently held a town hall in Glendale along with the frequent Issue Is guest Stephanie Miller. They were talking about the need to impeach. He's traveled around the country and spent a reported $50 million on ads like this one.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, obstructed justice at the FBI, and in direct violation of the Constitution, he's taken money from foreign governments and threatened to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become?
Steyer has built a list of more than 7 million supporters online. Tom Steyer, welcome to The Issue. It's good to have you here.
Alex, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Okay, so on the impeachment front, the hope that so many Democrats put was on the Mueller report. When you actually heard what we've heard so far of the Mueller report, which isn't much, but the sort of top line of the Mueller report, what went through your mind?
Well, let me put that in perspective, if you don't mind. We spent a year saying, we've seen this president be corrupt in plain sight. We've seen him obstruct justice in plain sight. Please don't wait for the Mueller report. We're in favor of the Mueller report. We want to see the Mueller report and all the information in it. But please, let's put the information directly to the American people. As you said, we have almost 8 million people who've signed our petition. Let the American people hear directly from people like Michael Cohen. Let us see the president's taxes directly. Give us the Mueller report. Let the American people of whatever political party make up our own minds about what's gone on and what we think of it.
And what that looks like to you is what, impeachment hearings?
It is public hearings on TV. Because when you think about the one hearing we've had, it was Michael Cohen. And honestly, everybody learned a lot from it, including what kind of person Michael Cohen was and the kind of people that the president surrounds himself with.
So members of Congress are going to be the ones who end up determining if that happens or if that doesn't happen. We had Congressman Adam Schiff on the show last week, and I asked him about the impeachment question. This is what he had to say. Is impeachment now off the table?
I think that the bar for impeachment is very high. It would have to be a bipartisan process, and the likelihood of the Republican members of the Senate deeming this president's conduct, almost no matter how egregious it is, as declaring him unfit for office or constituting high crimes and misdemeanors, that is obviously a very high bar.
So his point basically, Republicans are never going to go for this, so maybe it's not worth it politically to go through all of this. What's your response to that?
Look, I'm a big admirer of Adam Schiff, but that we look at this completely differently. He's giving you a Washington answer. I'm saying we're all about the direct truth to the American people. So I'm not worried about the senators who are Republicans or Democrats. My point is, if we go to the American people, it's up to us. Give us a chance. If the American people decide this president has to go, you'll discover that these senators think he has to go too. When the American people say to the Republican senators, either he goes or you go, they're going to make a different decision. But the real point is, let's get back to actual democracy. Let's let the American people hear the truth directly. Give us a chance to come together across party lines and see what we think about what's happened.
You know, you've been very successful in your life. You have a lot of choice, which gives you a lot of choices to do a lot of things. Why the passion for this?
Well, what I really believe in my heart of hearts is that we know we have a divided country, and what we're really missing is a positive vision for how we come together and what it is to be an American and how we can be prosperous and successful together in the 21st century. And in order to do that, we're going to have to start telling the truth to each other. And that's really what I'm pushing for here is let the American people hear the unvarnished truth here. Let us make up our minds. And if we can come together on this, then we can come together on a whole bunch of other things where actually, as someone who's gone around the country for 6 years and talked to people in red states and blue states, we share so much more than divides us. Give us a chance to hear the truth. Give us a chance to understand how good this country is, how good the American people really are, and let us move forward in a positive way. And I believe this is the foundation for that.
Some critics might say going forward in a positive way is not trying to impeach the president of the United States.
And some people might say that actually holding everybody to an equal standard, that we actually have values that we uphold, and when we see corruption, regardless of how important and powerful and rich somebody is, we hold up the values of the United States across the board. That's actually what we're talking about. We're talking about tell the truth, equal justice, stand up for the American people.
One of the things the president has been talking about recently, which affects so many Californians, is the border.
Yeah.
He's been saying that he potentially has the need to close the border if Mexico doesn't make a better deal. As somebody who's so active in California politics, what's your response to that?
Look, let me put it in a slightly different context. I spent 35 years as a professional investor examining how countries and economic systems and political systems work. And the idea that we could close the border with Mexico and somehow that would be bearable for the United States shows a shocking lack of understanding about how connected this country is, specifically to Mexico, but to the rest of the world. I think that you'd see a ripple effect through our economy that would be shocking. This world is going like this, and trying to separate us from the rest of the world and somehow make us alone is really unrealistic. It shows a shocking lack of understanding of what's going on in the 21st century.
You know, you were really involved in the 2018 elections, helping to elect a lot of people around the country. 2020, obviously a presidential year. Is there a particular candidate that you think gives the Democrats the best shot? Is there anybody you're especially excited about?
Well, let me say this. We don't yet know even what the field is.
Right.
I mean, there are at least five people I can think of who are very well-known people who are still considering whether or not to run. So we really don't know.
We have
secondly, what I'm looking for in 2020 is that positive vision. Someone who's done a great job is Jay Inslee, who's the governor of Washington, who's making a very straightforward argument about how to produce that. Now, it's way too early in my mind to judge, because really what we need is somebody who can recast the understanding of what we're trying to do together, because I believe we're at the end of Reagan's explanation of the world, and we need a new explanation for the 21st century.
Yeah, and Jay Inslee was a recent guest here on The Issue.
He's a great guy.
So we do something, we like to have a little bit of fun here.
Oh,
right?
No.
Oh, we do
no,
something called the name game. Because I know you're a big Beyonce fan whenever you hear this song, right? So we're going to give names of some well-known people, and we'd like to have one word or a real short phrase that comes to mind when you hear their name. Okay, you ready? President Donald Trump.
Corrupt.
Vice President Mike Pence.
Small-minded.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
Progressive.
Donald Trump Jr., presidential son.
Feel bad for him.
Robert Mueller, special counsel.
Sphinx.
Senator Kamala.
I'm surprised you. Well played.
Senator Kamala Harris.
An important voice.
And Senator Bernie Sanders.
Someone who did America a great favor in 2016 by highlighting the inequality that's characterized the country.
That's a long word.
That's a big word.
But it's okay.
Put in some hyphens.
It's a complex sentence. We also do something called personal issues. This is where we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and we get to know you a little bit better, right? We've seen you in the ads. We've seen you around. But now we're going to get a little bit more about who you are, right?
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Favorite meal?
Steak.
Favorite superhero?
Christ.
Favorite type of music?
Gospel.
One thing you'd bring to a deserted island?
Books.
Favorite Disneyland ride?
God, I haven't been to Disneyland. My youngest kid's 25. What's the mountain?
Okay, Matterhorn. Favorite candy?
Favorite candy? I'd have to say, wow. I don't eat candy.
Okay, favorite song?
Taking it to the streets.
Taking it to the streets, which I think we have. Yes, we do have it. There we have it. That's the right one. Why? Why this song?
Because we're a grassroots organization. We're pushing as hard as we can for government of, by, and for the people. And we're saying, take it out of the elites. Let the American people get their democracy back. That's our biggest point. And that's what this song is about. Give it back to the American people.
Do you jam out when you hear it?
It's sad, but yes.
Tom Steyer, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining us for The Issue Is. More of the show, we come back. Now's your chance to jam out a little.
I have four kids who mock my dancing.
Next week on The Issue Is, we speak one-on-one with Kim Kardashian about criminal justice reform and her surprisingly large role in American politics these days.
I met with these young kids that are not even 20 years old, and they are running around the country speaking up for what they believe in, even if they're up against such a hard fight of changing gun laws. And that to me really didn't, I said, you know, if these kids are so motivated and they're not even 20 and I have such a huge voice, I really was inspired by them to use it.
Plus, we talked to Rick Riley about the president's golf game. He's got a new book called Commander in Cheat about playing golf with the president.
Thanks so much for listening to the Issue Is podcast. It was quite an experience, very interesting being along the border, and always exciting to be around the president of the United States. The energy in the room when the president comes in definitely changes. And so we appreciate you listening. We hope you'll subscribe. We hope you watch on TV. Friday nights at 10:30 on Fox 11 Los Angeles, 6:30 in the morning in the San Francisco Bay Area on KTVU2, and connect with me on social media at Alex Michelson. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.